Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The global consulting firm Frost & Sullivan recently offered analysis about how the smart card industry is focusing on services to sustain growth. The company says smart card vendors are rethinking their strategy and moving away from production of physical cards in favor of smart card-related software and services. Jean-Noël George is Global Program Director of Information and Communication Technologies for Frost & Sullivan. Jean-Noël, tell us what you see happening.
As you saw, we provided forecasts for the SIM market, but also for the smart card industry. And it seems that these numbers are still growing, of course, but it seems also that the market is moving in a sense that some major players, such as G&G, for example, has decided to stop some of their activities, such as SIM manufacturing. So it's not really stopped. It means that they have to maximize the investment they are doing for the SIM market versus the pricing. And this is actually a difficult war regarding the pricing for SIMs. And that said, it seems that most of smart card players, and since a long time for Gemalto, for example, instead to invest only in the smart card itself, so into the technology only, they are also and mostly investing in software and services.
Let's talk about the money. Specifically, tell us about the smart card market, how much it brought in for 2012, and what you project for the coming 5 years.
So into this forecast, we just provided unit shipments at this stage, as this is really difficult for the SIM market, as there is a large portfolio for the SIM industry. So it's really complex to give an average pricing. But that said, it seems that volumes will continue to grow, but around 5%, which is not a lot if you are talking only in percentage, but if you are looking to the market, which is around 5 billion units at the moment, it's really important. And in terms of pricing, most of their revenues will come for high-end products. There is a huge and a difficult market for low-end products, and new entrants like in China and in India and in ASPAC a lot, and at the moment, they are challengers, they are niche players, but they are taking part of the SIM industry to the major player. And because of that, the major player has to refocus their energy into other verticals, which are government and ID and, as said, software and services.
So do you think SIM cards will be a thing of the past soon?
It will be a kind of entry point for the major player. Entry point to deliver more revenue in the future. For example, new SIM cards with NFC capabilities, new SIM cards with LTE, so what we call 4G also capabilities, will be an entry point for major smart card player, manufacturer, in order to help them to deliver other services and platforms such as TSM, OTA, and all services such as security, for example, for the merchants.
Do you see a big move toward more embedded SIM cards?
No, I don't think so. Most of the volume is low-end products, and they are driven by some specific countries, such as India, for example, or China even. So the volume is important, but in reality, in terms of revenue, it's not a lot, because of the price itself of the product, but also because of the strong competition in this area. Embedded SIM, it's a hot topic, let's say, but it seems at the moment MNOs and smart card manufacturers are mostly looking to continue to have the traditional form factor. So in a short term, embedded SIM will not explode the market, let's say.
Would you tell us your observations about the move to EMV in the U.S. and how that will affect the market?
So what we are saying, and since more than a decade now, every year we are thinking that the U.S. will move to EMV. When it was magstripe and big penetration in Europe, most of European players were focusing first on LATAM with Brazil. But then they were focusing on the U.S. market by thinking that it will be the other big country to move to EMV. But finally, after 10 years, so around 2000 to 2010, no major EMV migration has been done. The only positive thing is at the moment, due to NFC, infrastructure, mostly readers, in fact contactless readers, are deployed in the US for a mobile usage. But by using and by upgrading the network, this is the perfect path for an EMV migration. It will come probably from contactless card, like it was in Canada, and it will go slowly. And what we are saying in the industry, it will be probably a kind of EMV with a US flavor, as this is in China, for example, which has this POBC .0, which is EMV compliant, but which is not exactly EMV.
Overall, would you just please share your observations about where the world is going with implementing multi-purpose card programs for health and identity and government, et cetera?
So it's true, it was a promising market 1 or 2 years ago. It seems that, and especially in Europe, due to the economical crisis, most of projects are a little bit delayed and postponed. So in Europe, let's say that we have to move to ID program, let's say. And it seems also that volumes were not as they were forecasted in the past. We forecasted around 300 million, approximately, of government and ID programs. And they will be driven mostly by the Chinese market, again, with a kind of government with a social card. And, of course, with the Indian one, with the national program with an ID. But it's true to say also that these two big countries will impact massively the number of units, but it will not give the real picture of the government and ID market.
Jean-Noël George is Frost & Sullivan's ICT Global Program Director. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.